Fedora Gathering Requirements for a Git Forge by Jake Edge. January 29, 2020. Fedora currently uses Pager to host many of its Git repositories and to handle things like documentation and bug tracking. But Pager is maintained by the Red Hat Community Platform Engineering (CPE) team, which is currently straining under the load of managing the infrastructure and tools for Fedora and CentOS, while also maintaining the tools used by the Red Hat Enterprise Linux (RHEL) team. That has led to a discussion about identifying the requirements for a Git Forge and possibly moving away from Pager. The conversation started with a post on the Fedora Dev mailing list from Lee Griffin, who is the manager of the CPE team. That message was meant to call attention to a blog post that described the problems that Pager poses for the CPE team and the path toward finding a solution using the Open Decision Framework, ODF. We will be seeking input and requirements in an open and transparent manner on the future of a Git Forge solution which will be run by the CPE team on behalf of the Fedora community. The problem statement describes a number of areas where Pager does not fit within the mission statement for CPE, its current priorities, and the workload for the team. Due to a lack of developer time, Pager is also falling further and further behind the other Git Forges in terms of its feature set. While Pager was originally developed by CPE member Pierre-Yves Chibon, Pingu, and has been maintained by him and others, largely in their spare time, it has languished more recently. Quote, the CPE team has been unable to commit a development team to Pager for several months now. This situation is unlikely to change based on our current known priorities. Quote ends. The choices available section lists three possibilities: GitHub, GitLab, and Pager. Quote, there are no other forges that we could find that had both the product maturity and standing in open source communities, therefore no other solutions are under consideration as the three choices here represent the main Git Forge solutions on the market. Quote ends. The idea, then, is to gather requirements for a forge from the various users and stakeholders, then to make an informed decision on which of the options to pursue. Quote, to be clear, the outcome here may be a decision to invest heavily in Pager to meet the requirements, or it may be to opt for another Git Forge to meet the requirements. No option is off the table. Quote ends. Listing GitHub, and to a lesser extent GitLab, did not sit well with quite a few who commented in the thread. GitHub is closed source, while GitLab is open core, neither of which are seen as wholly compatible with Fedora. Fabio Valentini asked about GitHub and said that he did not want to see Fedora use a closed source product for such a core service. Beyond that, he is quite happy with Pager. Quote, can we please keep Pager? It already has the Fedora specific features we need, and I don't mind a slow pace of development in my experience. It works really well, and I actually like to use it, which is not true for GitLab, which is slow and horrible. Quote ends. Michael Catanzaro also thought that GitHub should not even be under consideration, which would reduce the choice to either Pager or the GitLab Community Edition, CE. Quote, well, since we have a request for requirements, I propose requirements number 1 and number 2 are to be self-hosted and open source. I'm suspect the Fedora community would be outraged if we fail to meet either requirement. So if we can agree on that much, then we can avoid wasting time by including GitHub in the list of options. That would bring us to a choice between GitLab CE and Pager. Are there any other serious options? Quote ends. There were suggestions for the lesser-known Source Hut, Gideo, Gogs, and Fabricator forges as possible other options. Opinions differed on whether those would fit the bill, but, like any non-Pager solution, they would certainly need to be customized for the Fedora use cases. Michal Konechny did not see that as a way forward. Quote, if we go this way, in a few years we will end up in the same situation as with Pager today. We will have many custom patches, which we need to take care of, and we will not have manpower to compete with the features of other major Git forges. Quote ends. For GitLab, there is the concern that the company will eventually go in a different direction, which could leave users of the Community Edition behind. As Bruno Wolf III put it, quote, GitLab is open core, which means they have a conflict of interest when accepting improvements from outsiders. They could also stop supporting the open core at any time, leaving users who want infrastructure running on free software in a poor place. Quote ends. Much of that discussion was not directly addressing what the CPE team is looking for, however. Clement Verna, instead, differentiated the two separate use cases for how Fedora is using Pigure today. There is Pigure.io, which is a collection of various repositories for code, documentation, or simply to have a bug tracker, and the package sources repository, src.fedoraproject.org, that is more tightly integrated with Fedora services and practices. The only real requirement for the former is integration with the Fedora Account System, FAS, to allow for single sign-on, he said, while the latter has a whole host of needs. Quote, it needs to be able to integrate with Fedora FOSS but also to have the FOSS group synced, branch ACLs, a way to integrate with release monitoring, a way to integrate with Bugzilla, a way to integrate with Fedora messaging, RabbitMQ. In general, I think most of the integration with our infrastructure can be done with any solution either using the solution APIs or plugin system. After we need to compare the cost of developing and maintaining these pieces of glue to integrate everything against the current situation. Quote ends. Julian Landaluztiza also split the two use cases. He agreed with Gotanzaro that the solution should be open source and self-hosted, though he thought that self-hosted could be relaxed if there were a suitable open source friendly service provider. He added some requirements for both use cases, including privacy and ease of onboarding, along with requirements for each individual use case. Integration with existing Fedora services, such as Bodhi and Koji, is particularly important for the distribution package source repository, which he and others referred to as DiskJet. For Pigure.io, he further split the repositories into those used largely for bug tracking, perhaps containing a bit of documentation, and those that host code projects. He had specific suggestions of requirements for each standard bug tracking features and documentation integration are needed for that type of repository, while the code repositories need good searching capabilities as well as a way to see at a glance which repositories are actively changing and which might be good places for newcomers to get started. Alexandra Fedorova suggested splitting off the code review portion into its own piece. She sees the distribution source repository as a centrally managed code review platform. GitHub and GitLab have a workflow that is different from Fedora's, the two styles may clash. Quote, Git forges play a lot with the idea of users being able to create their own forks of the repository, their own projects, with their own rules. src.fp.org is the integrated platform where Fedora rules are in action. This is different from the use case KDE and GNOME have, as they manage development of projects, while we manage the integration. Quote ends. Her suggestion of using Garrett for code review was not met with much in the way of enthusiasm, but her focus was largely on the two big Git forges under consideration. For Pigure, much of the Fedora-specific work has already been done, though there is still plenty more to do. Her point is that a switch away from Pigure will need to address the impedance mismatch between GitHub/GitLab and Fedora's practices. The discussion was somewhat unfocused. The idea of moving away from Pigure at all seems to have taken many by surprise. In addition, using the Open Decision Framework is new to some, so it was not clear what the next steps might be. Adam Sillay asked Griffin, how do we actually get a list of requirements? Griffin said that the discussion was helping to gather that information, but that it would need to be reshaped. Quote, this thread is serving as a source of requirements, although it has meandered dramatically away from that, but I will default to the Fedora Council for how a combined set from the input in this thread and others is collated and presented. When all requirements are gathered from all stakeholders, I will share the distilled version out. Quote ends. It is a bit hard to imagine Fedora moving to GitHub for several reasons, the closed source nature of the platform and the inability to easily integrate it with the distribution's practices are two obvious ones. At first blush, GitLab CE might make a reasonable fit, though it too would need lots of customization. Given that Pigure is mostly filling the role needed at this point, and avoids the pitfalls of either proprietary or open core code, it would seem to be the obvious answer. Since any solution will seemingly require extra effort on the part of the CPE team, making a formal decision in favor of Pigure may make it easier for Red Hat to allocate the people and time needed. Neither of the other two possibilities would appear to provide much in the way of development and maintenance time saving, but whether that is true will become clearer as the process progresses. It should be interesting to watch. Neither of the other two possibilities would appear to provide much in the way of development and maintenance time saving, but whether that is true will become clearer as the process progresses. It should be interesting to watch.